You know, a lot of people inside the Beltway are wondering if they will get to be asked to be in the Trump cabinet or in the administration in some form. But everyone in uniform right now at the Pentagon knows they're going to report to the commander in chief. What do they think of President-elect Trump and some of his casual comments about nuclear weapons and military strategy? Admiral Mike Mullen served as the 17th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for both the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. He has all kinds of experience leading change in complex organizations, and he says this transition will be a challenging one for Donald Trump and for the U.S. Armed Forces.
Like a lot of people, I was in one way surprised at the outcome. On the other hand, I think that President-elect Trump tapped a vein in the country that was not being answered by Washington, D.C., and that we're seeing the results of that. And I think now that the election's over, I think it's important that we all get behind him and figure out how to try to address those and make it work.
Well, the uniformed services have no choice but to get behind him. He is the commander in chief. And Donald Trump has said some things that people in the military have taken public issue with. Where is this headed, do you think?
First of all, the military is a large outfit. It's 2.1 million men and women. And so there's certainly going to be views across that total number of people who currently serve in our military. Certainly, having worked for President Bush and for President Obama, you have individuals that come from, you know, different backgrounds and different views. And so while not dwelling on what they did, I think that we're going to see in the future, an adjustment based on, you know, soon to be President Trump, based on his view of the world, based on people that he surrounds him with, to address the significant challenges that are out there, and that it would be different from his predecessor, I guess, wouldn't surprise me at all.
But do you think the power of the presidency is getting greater, and that Donald Trump signals that he wants an even greater power?
There's always been tension, you know, within the branches of government with respect to the power, so that it occurred to some degree during the Bush administration. Again, it's occurred in the Obama administration. There's going to be a version of that also, which will occur in the Trump administration. And I actually depend on the checks and balances that are there overall. I have great faith in that. You know, overall, it'll still be both checked and balanced.
Although there's been a whole discussion within the military, and you're well aware of this, of a critique of the civilian control of the military in the United States and the way it's traditionally been. What is the state of civilian control of the military when someone like Donald Trump suggests that we target families in Iraq and Afghanistan, and active military personnel say, I will disobey that order?
I think the state of civilian control in the military is in really good shape. I think it's a fundamental principle in the democracy in which we live, and that we need to continue to adhere to it. The military leadership, when I was there, and certainly the current military leadership, our job is to follow the direction of the President of the United States, duly elected by the American people, and to carry out, in this case, his orders. If, in fact, you know, a military leader is in a position that they disagree with those orders, they have, from my perspective, they have one choice, and that is to quietly walk away. That's the system that we have. It's a proven system over a long period of time, and it's one that has held up in very difficult, very complex times, and I think we are in the middle of very difficult and very complex times. You know, this country has been through a lot over the course of its life, and in the end, we've been able to see our way through it, where in the long run, the country gets stronger. I'm generally an optimistic guy. I think it is a great country. It's got great resources and great people. But that doesn't diminish the challenges that are out there that I think the country and the leadership will have to continue to address, given the challenges that are out there in the world.
Admiral Mike Mullen is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, John.
Admiral Mullen had lots more to say, and you'll hear it tomorrow on our Veterans Day program.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.